Arsenal 4, Newcastle United 1. And I knew it was coming. You know, you see them conceding 8 goals in their last 3 games against Luton, Bournemouth and Forest. You know you're about to get butt-fucked by a fucking decent team. But even still, you have a bit of hope, right? We've got some good players, despite all the injuries. We have got Bruno, Gordon, Isak. We could be a threat of some sort. We might even stifle the game for a bit and have a hope of nicking a point or something. And yet, I've never had less hope during a football match of getting anything from it, from such an early point in the game. That's the biggest compliment I can pay Arsenal here, is like, you know, I know we're riddled with injuries, but still, at no point in that game did I ever feel like we were getting anything from it. Just even like a flicker of hope or of we might do anything. I can't stress that enough, though. Like I've been watching football for decades. I've seen Newcastle be relegated. I've seen us be absolutely laughable. We haven't been that for a while. We've been, you know, we've had some bad games this season. We've had some bad performances. But, like, we supposedly have elevated ourselves above the laughing stock that we were under Steve Bruce. And, yeah, we've still got half a team of Steve Bruce players. But, like, that was as embarrassing as it gets. I was embarrassed to support Newcastle in that game. I was embarrassed. Those lads represent this fan base, and when we're supporting them, we're not just supporting them in the stands, we're defending them on social media, we're backing them publicly, we're saying, I believe this lot are capable of something. Every one of those players made us all look like fucking chumps in that match. They should be ashamed of that, really. Like, that was such a bad performance. They should actually feel a level of shame. They brought shame on the club there, because to be at half-time and for Arsenal to have 12 shots and for us to not even have a single shot, that's shameful, that. Like, you're getting paid a good living, lads. You need to put a fucking tackle in and make something happen at some point in 45 fucking minutes, man. Some of you lot are quality footballers. I've seen the levels, and yeah, there's some of them that are absolutely terrible, but to say that that's the level, it's not acceptable, that. Like, and this is a real fucking worrying moment now for Eddie Howe, because when that level of effort goes in a big game against Arsenal, I understand the point of the season we're at. The season was over months ago. I said it on Twitter. I got hammered for it. I said, this season is over now. And I understand that the motivation to continue to put in, you know, 110% against a team like Arsenal, it's not going to quite be the same when you don't feel like you can really achieve anything with the rest of the season due to the injuries, a lot of that. And Arsenal are fighting for a fucking title, so their motivation levels are a million right now, and they look unbelievable. But there's got to be some personal fucking pride in your performance, because, like, anyone who goes to earn a good living, right, it's not just about the end result, right? The work itself is part of the reward, and the way them lot turned in that performance, them lot should be ashamed. We were never in the game. And for you to earn tens and hundreds of thousands of pounds like these lads do, to put in a nothing performance, it's shameful, that. And look, Arsenal are a great team. I accept that, and it's hard to play against a team that good in form, as razor sharp as that. They were so up for it. The stadium were behind them. Everything that could come together for them to make their performance great did. But that being said, we made them look even better by putting up such a pathetic, feeble, pussy performance like that. Fucking pussy shit, that. Like, it was like a fucking training match. You'd have thought we were hungover. Actually, you know, I actually have been to work hungover and made more of an effort than that. And I am really worried for Eddie, because the problem he's got now is his season was torpedoed by injuries, the likes of which I don't know if the Premier League's ever seen before. And I know everyone complains about their injuries. The bottom line is, we've had more days missed by players than any other fucking side. We've been the worst hit by it. In having our season railroaded like that, what's happened is the lads have given up here. And once that rot sets in, it's like a rotten fucking tooth, right? Like, you know, you have to get it early, otherwise you have to pull the thing out. We now have an issue with mentality there, that even if we get a lot of these players back fit, sometimes it's too late, and you need to fucking change the manager, because the lads have given up on him. And Eddie Howe, the alarm bells better be ringing in his head right now of, fuck me, I need to put a rocket up this lot immediately, because if they keep turning out that shit like they have for the past few weeks, you're fucked. You're absolutely fucked. And as much as I like the guy, and the football I seen from us last season under him with a fully fit team was unbelievable, shit is hitting the fan here. Like, and how does he fix it? Because the FFP clearly are cutting my balls off. So it's not like we can just go and change a load of things. A lot of this shit is going to have to stay. And I'll be fucking calling them out in a minute. And before I do, I just want to give Arsenal the credit they deserve, because the way they performed last night, if this was a boxing match, it would have been a first round knockout within the first minute. They smoked us. And there was a few things that impressed us, like the work rate. They were so on us. We were suffocated. We didn't get a second to breathe on the ball. And there's a certain level of technical ability you need to be able to handle that. And we fucking don't have it. Like I say, half a team full of Steve Bruce players still. But when they did get the ball off of us, the speed and accuracy that they can pass that ball around is really something special when they're on like that. That ball was moving around like a fucking pinball, and it was so accurate. I know that the level of talent we have is miles away from them, but like, we didn't even look like they were in the same league. We looked like a League Two team versus a Champions League side. That is genuinely how bad it looked. It looked like we got some lucky little FA Cup draw. We didn't belong on the pitch with them. And if they had had a top striker up front, we would have been fucked within the first 5-10 minutes. This could have been a 10-0. Now, I actually switched off at 4-0, so I can't give you a full analysis of the game, but I will talk about how I thought the players looked individually. I actually thought Karius was all right, you know. Like, I know sometimes, you know, his shot stopping could be a little better, but I thought in that game, he did as well as anyone could, and I'd probably start him ahead of Dubravka in the next game. The corner one did really piss us off, though, to be fair. Fuck me. This is how bad it is. Like, I'm actually thinking, should Karius stay in the team? Like, fucking, this is rock bottom, isn't it? I think Trippier is a good player, generally. I think it's very hard to look good in this team right now, but I'm not going to hammer him, because I actually think he's one of the players who, you know, has overall the season, despite some defensive mistakes, he's got the most assists in the league, I think. So I can hardly sit here and say he's one of the main issues. Central defence, it's like they've had brain transplants from last season. Like, Fabian Shaw and Botman looked fucking elite last season. We had as good a defence as there was in the Premier League. I mean, you had Shaw giving the ball away in such a fucking stupid place. And generally, their positional sense in the last few games has been horrific. Sven Botman, he looked like he was going to be a Nemanja Vidic. You know, when he first came to Newcastle, it was stunning how good he was. I thought, what a player we've landed here. I couldn't believe what look. He's looked like fucking Titus Bramble lately. And look, he's had an injury. They've brought him back from injury. They decided not to operate on it. I don't know if they've not fixed the problem and just hoped it's gone away, because I've got no faith in the Newcastle fucking medical staff at all, by the way. But what has happened to Botman? Because Jesus Christ, horrendous lately. So many mistakes. He's got no confidence. I mean, you've got to pull him out the team. Lascelles has got to be starting ahead of him at this rate. And this is a kid who was, you know, the next big thing in Europe. Livramento, I've got no issues. It's about time Eddie dropped Byrne. I mean, the amount of points Eddie's cost us by persisting with Dan Byrne, who gets skinned alive by every fast winger in the league every fucking week. It's a joke that it took Eddie this long to fucking sort that out. And as for the midfield, you could park a fucking bus between the midfield and the defence. The fact that we are so open in that gap every fucking week, and it's the same passes through, cutting us open. I want to defend Eddie. And I understand the fact that managers are only as good as a player sometimes, and we give all this credit to Pep Guardiola as if he hasn't got the best players available on planet Earth. But you have to wonder what the fuck he's telling them. Why isn't someone dropping into that space to give us some coverage? And I don't know if it's this rotational idea that Eddie sort of had at the start of the season with Tonali, Joe Linton and Bruno, but we haven't got Joe Linton and Tonali in that fucking side. We've got a 17-year-old kid who, bless him, looks a hell of a talent and is doing his best, but it's never going to be the finished article at 17. And we've got one of the fucking most useless sacks of shit, waste of a shirt, don't care if he's a Geordie, doesn't belong in the fucking Premier League, in Sean Longstaff. Fuck me. He should be so ashamed of some of his performances this season. A complete and utter waste of a shirt. We might as well have 10 men on the fucking pitch, because that guy is a expert in shirking. He runs around, yeah, but he'll run towards a footballer, doesn't actually put the fucking challenge in, doesn't achieve anything, he just makes himself look busy. He's like that twat on the shop floor who's always pottering, never actually achieving fuck all. We all know those twats. Useless fucking cunt. Him of all people, as a Geordie, should understand what it means more, and the fact that he's so happy to just potter on and achieve nought. Embarrassing, man. And fair enough, like, you're not the technical player. You're no good. You're not the quickest. Whatever. Put a fucking tackle in, though. It's truly sad how toothless we look without Joe Linton. I can't even imagine what Tonali would look like in the team. I didn't say enough of the kid. Good old Dan Ashworth. But to look this weak as piss without Joe Linton, and we're sitting there trying to play hardball in negotiations. I tell you what, he should fucking hike the price up again after that, because bloody hell do we desperately need him. Bruno's a tough one, because he does have some really bad games occasionally, and he does give the ball away carelessly, and for a senior player like him, you think to yourself, your management of a game could be better. Criticising him in a sea of shit when he sat next to Sean Longstaff, it's very hard for us to do, because I'm like, well, at least you're capable of a magical moment. But even still, like, he dug us out of a horrendous game recently, and you're thinking, fair play to you, but can we expect a centre midfielder like that to be having to do that week in, week out? It's not realistic. The biggest mistake we made in the summer was not getting a fucking proper defensive midfielder who sits in that position and helps clean up, because back in the day, we had a player quite similar to Bruno Guimaraes in Johan Cabaye, and everyone raved about how talented he was, but people didn't appreciate the fact that he had Cech Tiote next to him, who did the dirty work, and those players need that. What a fuck up that was, I tell you. Don't worry about it though, because we did loan Lewis Hall, who we're now not playing ever, and it looks like it's a total waste of fucking time. Brilliant, brilliant. Anthony Gordon, I think he's absolute fucking class, and I think he's got the potential to go all the way. I think in a proper team, he'd be flourishing even more right now, and he's probably very frustrated with the absolute lack of quality and the lack of energy and effort from some of his fucking teammates, because that kid, he gets it. He fights for every ball he can in the attacking third. He's breathing down the keeper's neck whenever they're trying to get the ball out. Like, he's exactly what he should be, and I can't fault him. And at least for Eddie's sake, I can look at him and go, you're getting a tune out of players like Bruno Guimaraes, like Anthony Gordon, and like Isak when he's fit. I can accept to some degree that you're only as good as your weakest players, and unfortunately, a lot of our players who've been left behind are weak as fuck. But the problem comes when you then give some of them a new contract. What are you doing giving Almirón a new contract, you fucking pleb? Miggy Almirón is one of the most brain-dead footballers I've ever seen in my entire life. He is such a fucking waste of space. Do you know, in the last two seasons, Almirón's got the same amount of assists as Dan Byrne. He's a fucking winger. That was so criminal to give him a new contract. He had a purple patch, one purple patch in five fucking years. Get fuck does he deserve a new contract. And a lot of the Newcastle fans like him, and oh, he's giving him a hard time, he tries hard, he's doing his best. Mate, he fucking should be doing his best. He's on 60 grand a fucking week. Supposed to clap because he runs. Like, his job's to produce in the attacking third. He's fucking shit. Get it through your fucking skulls defending him, man. I'm sick of it. Yeah, he has the odd good moment, fair enough, but how many minutes does he spend on a pitch for that odd good moment? He should be way better to be at this level. Another brain dead docile fucking moment by Mike Ashley that is still costing us to this day. Isak for me is top draw, and you know, does perform, but one of the main worries is he's got fucking glass ankles or whatever, you know what I mean? He's always fucking in and out of the team, and if he can't get that sorted and he can't, you know, physically grow and evolve and mature as some of these footballers do who start off a bit skinny, put the beef on and start being a bit more resilient and robust against these defenders, he's going to end up being wasted potential. And okay, some of this isn't his fault. Knocks happen sometimes and maybe he's just going through a bad couple of years, but fuck me, it's not looking good for him. And his record's outrageously good. But teams get to a point where if you're not available enough, we'll have to move on because you're not dependable. And speaking of which, Joe Willock come on, another one who's been out more than he's been in the last 12 months, and showed the talent he's got. And just like Isak, how long will that last? I don't know. But the fact that it took Eddie that long to bring him on when Sean Longstaff was just a complete waste of fucking space. I really hope there was deep concerns for Willock's fitness, because fuck me, Sean Longstaff should not be ever seeing a blade of grass before Joe Willock. And seeing Eddie on the touchline towards the end of the game, I did feel sorry for him. I thought, fuck me, these lot have really let you down here. But equally, I've got to stand by the same things I say about Ten Hag and his players. It's a 50-50 relationship, and he has to fucking be accountable as well. And when your players put out that weak, feeble pussy performance, there's a problem, and one Eddie needs to fucking solve very quickly, because losing's one thing, but never even being in the game from the kickoff is unacceptable. And I think best case scenario for Eddie would be that we go on a cup run, maybe get to a semi-final of the FA Cup, give the fans some hope, because right now we've gone from having all the hope in the world to just feeling like, well, what's the fucking point here? Do you know what I mean? The lads don't give a fuck, so why should we? And that doesn't inspire anything. And you know, you can't just keep relying on the St. James's Park crowd to carry this lot. So yeah, I am worried. I'm worried for Eddie big time, especially when you've got Jose Mourinho, maybe Tuchel, big managers like that on the market, where you know the Saudi owners will be interested in that. They will be attracted by the big names and the prestige that they come with, especially with the connection from Jose Mourinho to Sir Bobby Robson. I mean, it's famous at this point, and the fans would love Jose. I know they would. Look, I want to keep Eddie. I want to give him another season. I think what he did last season is bought him this time, and I think he's had very bad luck this season, but he's also made mistakes, and I think one more season to put it right is fair. But if it keeps getting worse and worse and worse, I wouldn't be fucking surprised if he goes, because this is looking shit. Anyway, that's all I've got to say for now. Don't forget to stay subscribed to The Kickoff for more football chats with me and the lads. Hit that like button if you haven't already. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.